you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit of a sea hair after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network. Or you have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or at the coolest place to be where all the cool fucking kids hang out, crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening, America.
Thank you, America, for listening.
At the beginning of the show, you sounded like
I went
Krusty the Crab in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Crab.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Krusty the Crab. Krusty the Clown is the Simpsons.
Krusty the Clown and Simpsons.
Simpsons. O.J. Simpson.
Then, Mr. Crab. Isn't it just Mr. Crab or something like that?
I thought it was Krusty, but I think you're right.
Anyway, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yay!
Reference. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to chat with us during the show, that is possible. Give us a tweet on the Twitter machine at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving.
Ring-a-ding.
Or you can sling us a message over on our Facebook page where all kinds of cool shit is happening over there, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh my God.
We don't check that one quite as frequently during the show, but you know.
Yeah. I'm going there now. I'm going to check it right now just in case somebody's
on Facebook. I'm on it right now. There's nothing.
Okay.
There
no need to check.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. We're here to expose ass baggery, dick watery, fuckholery, and general GOP shenaniganery.
We are here to expose our fuckholes.
No.
That's what you just said.
That's a different show. I said fuckholery.
Really? Oh, right.
We're going to expose fuckholery.
Symbolic.
A lot more money.
Oh, yes.
To expose my fuckhole.
Well, it just have to be money.
True. Which, at this point, would be a lot. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. Thanks for listening to us. If you're listening live, don't forget there's all kinds of great stuff here on the network 24/7 for you at crabdiving.com/live.
Yo.
All kinds of shows streaming. Today is Tuesday.
Liquid You Tuesday.
It's, you know, it's quite possible. Let me check real quick. But there might be at 7 p.m. this evening, and absolutely there will be, a brand new sparkling Hollywood hick, y'all, mother truckers.
Dee 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 dee.
Very funny, Mr. Brent Paris.
Fuck y'all.
Regales us for an hour. And, every Tuesday and Friday, brand new ones, 7 p.m.
News about Hollywood, the movies, the entertainment biz, television.
Traffic. Whatever. A lot of traffic.
Whatever's pissing that guy off.
Now that the hick is driving to work.
God, he drives a Mustang, man.
Stangley. He's got a, is it okay for me to say the name of his? Is that a proprietary?
I don't know.
Is that a secret?
You don't want to get him punchy.
The name of, the name of his Mustang. So yeah, listen to Brent on the sevens here on the network, 7 a.m., 7 p.m.
Yes.
And don't forget all kinds of other great things here on the network. We got Pretty Misandry. We got the Daily Upper Decker. We got the Canon Linguists.
We have Midnight Breakfast.
We have Midnight Breakfast. We have 15 Minutes with Rick Wood.
Oh, shit.
Usually two of them, but
back to back.
There was an expanded Midnight Breakfast this time.
Oh, really?
So, Rick's getting screwed out of one show.
Sorry, Rick.
Yeah.
Sorry about your fuckhole.
But thanks for the 15-minute slots. That makes things a little bit easier.
Danke.
It's like Legos.
Oh, yeah, man. Doing the schedule.
Putting the schedule together.
Tetris.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff going on in the world. Actually, I've been doing other things.
Oh, yeah.
So I have not been seeing what's on the news. Let's see what the headlines are right now.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January 12th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Yay.
Feeling a...
What?
Gookie.
The clamp.
In the throat.
Kate, we need somebody to suck that guck out. We need a guck sucker.
And then I've got some throat problems, too. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal, Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
If I didn't know better, I would think it was Drudge Report, given the two pictures of the candidates that are being used here. It says gloves off, and it's Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, two separate shots. Don't they both look... They're horrible pictures.
Well, Clinton is busting out the duck face.
She's kind of looking pissed and duck facey a little bit. And Bernie looks like he just got an unexpected prostate exam. He's got like a look on his face.
Surprise.
So the head, yeah, I take it they're taking shots at each other. I did actually hear a little bit of this earlier. It says that Clinton has been laying into Sanders the last 2 weeks with stuff about guns. And now she's been talking. Now they're talking about fiscal policies. And she said I guess now they're taking shots at each other. I'm trying to read the
literal. I mean, are they actually pulling out guns?
No, they're not Republicans.
Oh, yes.
But
I mean, is she saying Bernie wasn't born in America?
They're going after
a Bernie birther.
They're going after Sanders on paid family medical leave. He said that he wants to guarantee 3 months of paid leave for employees who have children, for workers diagnosed with serious medical conditions. Funded by a small payroll tax.
Oh, yeah, I've heard him talk about that. He loves it. It's his favorite.
But she says she would she doesn't want to do a payroll tax. She wants to raise taxes on the rich to pay for it instead of a payroll tax, which will affect everybody.
But it's a tiny tax, though. It's nothing. It's like $1.50 or something.
$1.61.
Yeah, and there's some reason he gave that her idea doesn't make any fucking sense.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
In fact, in his Friday speech, Sanders says he strongly disagrees with her paid leave proposal.
Apparently, Secretary Clinton believes that a $1.61 payroll tax for the average worker is too high a price for 3 months of paid family and medical leave.
What a great Bernie,
he said. President Franklin Roosevelt had taken the same position, that a small payroll tax is unacceptable. We would not have Social Security.
Right.
If President Johnson.
Johnson.
Jumbo. Had taken the same position.
He doesn't know what position he took.
Secretary Clinton.
He didn't fucking know from payroll tax.
If they had taken the same position as Secretary Clinton, that a small payroll tax was unacceptable, we wouldn't have Medicare.
How hands-on was Johnson? I mean, how could he be? He was a maniac. He's fucking every second.
Yeah, he was a player, though, man. He came from crazy bullshit Texas, right?
Yeah, he killed people.
He to rise to the top of Texas politics. You got to be batshit. He didn't, you know, allegedly.
God, I mean, you read that allegedly. Roger Stone book.
Well, Roger Stone also started an organization,
right?
An anti-Hillary organization. Wait, let me look this up.
Is it evil? He also busts out that list every year, you know, the five best and worst dressed celebrities of the year.
He's very prolific and very multi-talented.
He's a dandy. He's into fashion and politics. We need more like him.
He started a group God damn it. You know,
human human centipede meetup group. Isn't that his thing?
I hate it when you go to an article and it says, go to this other article.
Oh, that's such bullshit. They're just trying to get your fucking clicks.
See, he founded a group against Hillary Clinton called Citizens United, Not Timid.
What does that mean? Because
Citizens
yes.
United,
not
timid.
Oh my God.
C-U-N-T.
Wow. Was that on purpose?
Of course it was on purpose. The group calling themselves Citizens United, Not Timid was formed to basically ensure that it's taking great pains to put their first letters in their four-word name in boldface.
That's funny. Jeez.
Founded by Roger Stone, who cut his teeth. I'm reading from HuffPo. Who cut his teeth in dirty political hackery in the Nixon administration.
Oh, shit.
And whose later claim to fame was prank calling Elliot Spitzer's father. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, my God.
It says, Stone is merely the man behind the scenes of this cowardly lowbro font of dickery. Some guy named
Lowbro
Noodles is running the group. Noodles is some Florida-based bartender / DJ.
Lowbro. What does lowbro mean? Is that
lowbrow.
Like... Oh, lowbrow. I was going to say, is that lowbro? Like a new fucking lowbrow. Word for 2016? Lowbro.
Stone was interviewing a sinister Italian gentleman for the frontman gig. I don't know what this means. It was a two-question interview. Stone kicked things off with, let me ask you, Angelo, I say Hillary Clinton, tell me the first word that comes to your mind, even if it's risque. Cunt, Angelo immediately replied. To which
Stone, risque.
To which Stone followed with, would you be willing to tell the people you think that? Angelo assented abso-fucking-lutely.
Jeez, who's he talking to? Somebody on The Sopranos?
I don't know.
Is he talking to Polly?
Anyway,
jeez,
that was Roger Stone, who was actually quite pleasant and nice.
We
interviewed him for his book.
I mean, he was selling his book
about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, he
hung on Jumbo's hog.
Right.
Spoiler alert. There you go. And although now it kind of makes sense. Remember how he was complaining about nobody in the mainstream media would interview him, or in the big,
right?
He's trying not to insult us,
yeah.
But by saying, look what I've come to, these two assholes interviewing me,
yeah. He was being interviewed on a wrestling network,
right?
I mean, my fucking God.
But he was saying that none of the big networks would interview him about it, but I guess it kind of makes sense if you're around starting organizations called Cunt against Hillary Clinton. And stuff.
Also, I don't know that the establishment, they won't really want to talk about like Kennedy assassination theories, especially if it was within our own government.
Well, they're busy,
especially if it
investigating
was
Benghazi.
If it was orchestrated, an assassination orchestrated by a sitting president, that's not something I don't think we want to embrace. Or our government would, or, you know.
Well, right.
The press.
You probably want that one under wraps for a while. Although we found out what Nixon did.
I mean, you know. What?
We found out what Nixon did with the Vietnam War, right? He delayed the ceasefire for political reasons.
That's worse. I mean, yeah, he had a president killed, maybe, Jumbo. But goddamn, extending that fucking war is far worse.
And then there's a guy who lied us into war.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Still one of my favorites. God. Do you think he was acting? Do you think it's like a brilliant ruse that he's really...
No, I think
he's really brilliant.
I think he fucked.
you didn't even pause on that one. You're like, no.
But right there, he just fucked his line up. I think some people they get into their head that they want to be funny. They've got like a great line or something. It's just gonna kill, and they envision themselves killing with that line. And I think that's
being
what this
carried
moment
off
is
by the crowd. With
yes.
Rose petals being
they're gonna
thrown
love
in front
it.
Of them.
They're gonna love it. And then he fucked it up. He just fucked it up. That's all it is. He cared too much.
The That's the headline at the HuffPost. Gloves are off for the Democrats.
Oh, wow.
Over at, let's dumb it down.
Yes.
Let's envision ourselves as racist, homophobic, misogynist, Islamophobes.
Bird sanctuary.
Obama haters.
Occupiers.
And, oh, they love this.
Are they still there, by the way, at the bird sanctuary, those lunatics?
Yeah, we've got some updates with them.
Oh, cool.
After the headlines. The headline is Move On Moves On.
Okay.
And this is from the news that moveon.org, a very big liberal organization, you know, that tries to get people out to vote and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, it's helped evil.
Helped get Barack Hussein elected.
Right. The Kenyan.
They've been in. Now, moveon.org had a vote, and 78.6% of its membership of more than 340,000 members.
Holy shit.
Have decided, and yes. Move On has listened and has thrown their support behind Bernie Sanders.
Holy fuck.
Move On members are feeling the burn, they said. We will now mobilize aggressively to add our collective people power to the growing movement behind Sanders' campaign.
No shit.
Starting with voter turnout in Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, the latest poll, this is to the glee of Drudge, who any chance to twist Hillary's nipples is, and not in a good way.
Let me have a turn.
Is good for them. Although you think,
tweak,
that they would be more terrified of the S word from Bernie than from Hillary. I guess their hatred for Hillary is
women
stronger than, well, he's a little Semitic, isn't he?
That people, Southern dudes hate women. They just do. They
more than Jews?
Yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Really?
Sexism. Oh my God. But the idea.
But nothing more than black people.
The idea, though,
right? So it goes black people, women, Jews. What about Muslims?
But I don't think they see Hillary as a woman. I think they see Hillary as a bitch. I really do.
As a see you next Tuesday?
I think this is what they say. I don't want that bitch to be president. How many times
or
has someone...
The C word.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they don't want that bitch to be president. I'm sure that's a mantra, you know? Even though that bitch used to be Secretary of State and a senator. I mean, she's more than qualified.
And then the headline right below that says HRC minus 14 in New Hampshire, minus 5 in Iowa, leads to the Weekly Standard, which said that a new poll of... poll of likely Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire finds that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a 14-point lead.
Oh, my God.
Over Hillary Clinton. He has 53% of the vote so far, according to a poll from Monmouth University.
Hello, Monmouth.
With Clinton at 39%, which Monmouth is a big reversal from the November poll, which had Clinton at 48 and Sanders at 45. So she's lost and he's gained.
Wasn't there a Star Wars character named Monmouth or Mon? It's not Mothra from Godzilla, but it was something. It was like Monmouth. Monmouth.
Moff Tarkin? Grand Moff Tarkin?
Moff Tarkin. Yes.
Is that the one?
Right. I think so.
That was...
nerds.
Trying to think of the guy's name. He was one of those British actors that surely was sitting around with Obi-Wan talking about how they played... do you remember playing the bard?
Yes.
And now you're saying things like, the force be with you.
Yeah, yeah,
things
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Now I got to look this shit up, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that moment when the Millennium Falcon is going towards that.
Peter Cushing. Was Grand Moff Tarkin.
Right. Is it true that he started using heroin when he had to do scenes with... oh, God, what's her name?
Princess Leia.
Carrie Fisher back then. He's like... Alec, could you hand me my works?
And Darth Vader, I mean, at the time, it was a guy in a plastic mask walking around, right? And he's, you know,
what the fuck am I doing?
Look what I'm acting with. It wasn't James Earl Jones back there. That was some guy. He would be like, yes, Lord Vader. Yes, Lord Vader.
Alec Guinness was like, I was just in the bridge over the River Kwai. Yes. What the fuck? Who are these actors? Who are these American actors? Fuck me. Someone kill me.
Oh, good Lord. I have another scene with the Wookiee.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
The fucking Wookiee.
But he made millions.
I'm a joke.
Most money ever made in his whole miserable life.
Right.
Not that it was miserable.
Whose miserable life? Alec Guinness?
Alec Guinness, yeah.
He might have had a good life.
He might have had a great life. Sounds like, well, stuck up, though, near the end, though, if he was poo-pooing the whole Star Wars
thing. But he was old, too. I mean... You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe he was a dick. He seems nice, but because I know him as Obi-Wan Kenobi, he was, you know, kind of nice.
Right. He was a good actor.
He was great actor. What if he was the biggest asshole on set? This lightsaber's not working!
Might have been, yeah.
Can I get a blue lightsaber?
He probably was just like, oh, how much longer do I have to be here?
Where is my heroine?
Really? I mean, the first one, nobody knew.
Yeah. Nobody knew what?
Nobody knew it was going to be Star Wars.
They thought it was going to suck.
You know, and so he just was taking a paycheck. When you think about it, it wasn't like everybody's waiting for Star Wars to come
George
out.
Didn't George Lucas say when they got done shooting in England, they came back to America? They were like, we didn't know what the fuck we had.
Star Wars. Da, 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 da. Anyway, still, thumbs up to the new one. They're saying that the latest interview with one of the stars, the guy that played, I've already forgotten the names, the lead stormtrooper.
Oh, Finn?
Finn. The guy who plays Finn said that the second one is much darker. So it's probably like the first trilogy where it was Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, which was the darkest. Yeah. And then hopefully they won't, you know, Ewok and Jar Jar us on the third one.
That's always such a possibility. Right. You know? I mean, because it's amazing that you fucked up Star Wars after Empire Strikes Back. That movie was so great.
Right.
How could you fuck that up?
He divorced the editor, right? He divorced, wasn't that the
thing? It was the director. I thought that...
The director and the editor, because wasn't the wife... That he divorced. God. She was one of the original editors.
I got to tell you something. I know we're sort of talking about Star Wars. There are nerds listening, just shitting their pants, being like, fuck these two idiots.
They don't know what they're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Burn in hell. Crabs.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. They're thrilled to see Hillary going down.
Oh, shit.
Even though Bernie, against all their candidates, has... A lot, as far as I know, has higher numbers when they do head-to-head. Like, he beats Trump by more than Hillary does in the polls.
If Bernie is able to sort of navigate his way around whatever right-wing nut job he's running against, he's just going to pepper him with the socialist word the whole fucking time. If he can sort of jujitsu his way out of that and talk to these people, these idiots down in the South, and make them understand that he would be much better for them than Trump or Ted Cruz or whoever the fuck. You know, I think it went in a landslide. Right. But how do you get through to people?
Jesus or guns.
Oh, man. You see, that's
kind of rough. Yeah,
right?
See?
Trump is going to be like, his people crucified this guy you love so much. Right. God damn it.
Like, and Trump, you know, is trying to do the evangelical thing. He even...
Try harder.
I saw an article... that said that he can do no wrong. There's a number of evangelicals. I mean, a lot of them, you know, are sucking on Cruz's nipples. But the there's a lot of them still that like Trump. And he's even said to them, he's kind of told them he was bullshitting. There was one speech where he was talking and he said something, you know, like, oh, I love the Bible or whatever. He goes, you know, when I brought it out that one time, he goes, can you believe it? I bring out the Bible and I go up 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
I just bring it on stage and I go up 10 points. He's telling us. He's like, look at you dummies. All I got to do is wave a Bible in front of you and my poll numbers go up. And people don't care.
So irritating.
People don't give a shit. They're like, more, more, more Trump.
Right, right. He's a succubus.
I've got a story here. Let's finish what we were starting yesterday.
Okay.
We were listening to Peter LaBarbera, the head of, what is it? Let us teach you about the homos or something. For Americans for Truth about Homosexuality.
We love Jesus so much, .org, that we don't care about anything else.
It's Americans for Truth about Homosexuality, AFTAH, but it's pronounced cunt. the anti-gay group.
What a bunch of dicks.
He was on, and he's one of these, I think, that, is Peter LaBarbera the one that's crimes being charged somewhere for crimes against humanity or something like that? One of them is facing charges.
Cards Against Humanity.
What?
You said Crimes Against Humanity. I just said it's Cards Against
Humanity.
Well,
then that's a game.
By the way, if you want to buy Cards Against Humanity, please go to Amazon, but do so via the Crab Diving portal located at crabdiving.com.
Exactly. Peter LaBarbera is one of these guys who travels to countries to help them out with their, how do we criminalize homosexuality laws, like Africa, or, you know, he was couldn't contain his little white boner when they started passing those laws in Russia.
Don't you feel like that should be illegal? Like, shouldn't it be illegal to go to other countries and proliferate hate speech?
See, I don't think it...
That's gross.
One of those assholes is. I can't... Right. One of those guys that travels the world and tries to convince other countries to, you know, round up the gays and fucking kill them, basically.
How nice.
is facing some kind of charges, for something. But anyway, LaBarbera was on this radio program of some right-wing nut jobby, Janet Mefford. I don't know who the hell she is.
Oh, nice.
But we started playing this yesterday, and we had to stop because we just didn't have enough time, because Janet Mefford opens up saying, big gay.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
I totally forgot about that.
This is one of
that.
The tactics the by best. Big gay. And so we knew we were going to be in for a while. So here is anti-gay dickwad Peter LaBarbera from Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, who is a guest on Janet Mefford's program last week.
Perfect.
And Janet Mefford Today is her show. And they're talking about this group, which was a ex-gay therapy organization called Jonah.
I love it.
And that was, I don't know what that's an acronym for, but it's probably Jewish something, because yeah. It's a Jewish ex-gay therapy.
Right.
Reparative group. Okay. We're going to pray the homo out of you.
Jesus Christ. How dumb.
It was.
It's amazing people buy into that at all. And it's just not laughable.
It was the largest of the Jewish gay conversion therapy groups. What a wonderful amount of humans, huh?
Jesus.
Well, they're closed. They closed them down.
God, how do you look at yourself in the mirror if you work there and run that? Every day you're sitting there talking gay people out of being gay?
Right.
What kind of life is that?
Well, and fortunately, the states that haven't, I think there's some states that outlawed it altogether, but there are definitely states. I mean, I guess if you as an adult make a decision to go get the gay parade out of you, we really can't outlaw that. But the worst is when they were sending kids. They have outlawed that in certain states, where you can't send a kid. You can't send your kid to any kind of reparative therapy kind of deal.
What fucking
beat
vultures.
The gay out of them, or suck the gay out of them, or whatever.
God, so many times.
That's the Catholic version.
Religious loonies. They're just vultures. That's all they are. Just like circling the dumb right wing nut job idiots taking their fucking money and shit. It's so fucking dumb.
And scaring them into giving more money.
You're going to burn in hell.
Buy our soup.
Oh, yeah. You talking about Jim Baker?
So I've got a Jim Baker thing, too, for later. We might save Faithless Friday, but it's only Tuesday, and, you know, I can't let this shit pile up.
We won't
have a show of. We have too much Friday.
Yeah.
Here's Peter LaBarbera and Janet Mefford. Watch out for the big gay.
Oh, my God.
This was a little organization, a Jewish organization that was helping people with unwanted same-sex attractions, making referrals. And the big gay, as we like to call them, Peter, went after this tiny little group to drive them to their knees. And
listen to that imagery.
Oh, my.
Drive them to their knees.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, I think the implications here are that, you know, you may be next, Peter. Yeah, anybody who's out there who's doing the same sort of thing, the reparative therapy groups, what have you. I mean, what's going to stop them from going after Christian groups or Christian therapists over this?
Yeah, and ultimately nonprofit status and all that. I mean, exactly. And what the media does is they say, oh, this reparative therapy harms people. But they don't focus on the people who are helped. It would be like finding somebody who is...
And
but oh, it's insane.
None of these people, I mean, there's so many of these guys who have come out later and said, yeah, I was claiming to be cured. Meanwhile, they go away for a conference and download Grindr.
Yeah.
And can't wait until they're balls deep in, you know, a bartender or something.
Balls deep.
In a drug rehab program, and it failed. And he said, see, these drug rehab programs are fraudulent. I'm not even sure I agree with every aspect of every reparative therapy. In fact, I know that I don't. And I think that most people come out of homosexuality. The biggest part of it is they're being born again through Jesus Christ.
Right.
Oh, my
God. That'll keep the dick out of them.
I'm being reborn. Right.
No room in your rectum with Jesus in there.
Guys, my rectum's chock full of Savior. Sorry, no room for dick.
But still, you know, this effort to squelch dissent is just extraordinary. And I think it is really unique to the homosexual activist movement. It's also a
homosexual activist movement.
The homosexual activist movement, sodomy-based marriage.
Yeah, we'd rather not have people kidnap us and tie us up and is what they're saying.
And
beat us.
Dude, didn't we do a story about some reparative therapy in South or North Carolina where kids were beaten?
Yeah, sure.
And abused?
Right, right. They closed down those things.
Where's Batman when you fucking need him?
And what's wrong with those parents who...
Oh, assholes.
Ignorance!
Yeah. They're fucking ignorant, man. They freak out. They grew up probably in the middle of nowhere. Then they have their kids, and they're freaking out because little Johnny's running around in a dress, or he likes to carry a purse. It's like, what? Are you that simple? Just relax? So what? So what, your kid wears a dress? What's the big fucking deal?
Because their asshole on Sunday tells them that they're kid's gonna go to hell.
God, I went to church a bunch. I don't know how these people listen that closely. It's boring.
Well, right. Yeah.
So, I mean, the abortion movement tries to keep people away from abortion clinics and that sort of thing. But nobody, I'm calling it gayria law. You know, we talk about Sharia law, but I think the bigger danger right now in America is gayria law.
Watch out for the gayria.
This guy is on to something right here. I don't want to get shot with this gayria. Do not squirt me with your gayria.
It's gayria law.
Oh, yeah. Oh, duh.
Like,
oh,
that's Sharia right. Law.
Gayria law.
I think I'd rather have gayria than Christian law.
Right. What's
gayria law?
What are the tenets of gayria law?
I don't know.
Are they going to lay them out for us?
Again, I don't
know. Thou shalt always have cock in mouth.
I'm confused. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid that the gays are gonna fuck them?
They afraid of dicks,
seriously,
man.
Is that all that this is about?
There's a big bunch of gay dicks chasing me down.
Is that the more that you legalize or whatever, or right, accept what two people or more who are consenting adults want to do, who gives a fuck?
We got a gay dick bearing down on us
really?
At 12 o'clock.
Stupid. What are they worried about? What
I don't know.
I don't understand the fear. I don't understand.
I think they're worried about people calling them gay, man. I think that
calling them gay,
yes, or something, or I don't know. Who knows? They're mentally ill. I mean, on some level, they're right. Mentally ill, right?
Or they're gay.
Oh yeah,
they're so closeted and self-loathing that they have to lash out at anyone that's.
What are you saying? Do you think these guys should spend a weekend and, you know, go get a dick and see if they like it? And maybe if they do, maybe they can. They'll just stop this bullshit?
I guess. I don't know.
Go make a gay friend. How about that?
There, you know, part of my day job.
Yes,
is I have to do a report on different dating sites and apps.
Okay,
for a dating site
slash
app,
not to be named.
And so every day I have to look at all the different types of see what the headlines are for all the different dating apps, including the all of them, all the niche sites, all the gay sites, all the
Grindr
sites. Well, yeah, sure.
Do you do Boy Ahoy and Scruff or like...
But Grindr, which sold today, by the way, that's the big news.
For how much? A shit ton?
I think they valued it over like $150 million or something like that.
God, that's a lot of fucking money.
But there was another story about... It was an advice, one of these, you know, dear whoever, some idiot, it's you send into some moron to try to get advice. And the question was, I don't know what to do because the person, he said, I'm like just out of high school or something like that. And he downloaded Grindr and he found his dad on Grindr.
Was his dad?
He said, my dad's the biggest homophobe.
Is his dad, is his dad married? I mean,
I don't know. I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline, but.
God.
He's like, I found my I guess they live together. It looked like it's just a regular uptight family.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like dad's uptight, Mr. Christian.
Shit.
And closeted gay son downloads Grindr.
What's that? You know,
finds a torso and he's like, wait a second.
That's my dad's torso.
That's our lamp in the background.
Oh my
or something,
God.
You know.
Right.
Wait a second.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, I mean, you know, I guess it's not that crazy if the dad's single. Maybe divorced from the mom, but if they're all...
I don't think he was.
They're all together in the same house.
Because I got the impression that it's like supposed to be Leave It to Beaver family. The dad's the biggest homophobe.
Nice torso pick, Dad.
And they... one of the blurbs at the bottom said, you know, you should watch out because sometimes somebody who's that virulently anti...
Sure.
And who is closeted might take it out on you.
Yeah.
Like they'll throw you into gay reparative therapy or something, you know, even though I think the kid was too old at that point, but I just skimmed.
Right.
That's
crazy.
I didn't put that in my report.
That didn't get in the Grindr report?
Well, that's not a, I don't think that's
not germane
a business.
To your job.
It's not relevant to the business. Yeah. The fact that some kid found his dad
on Grindr.
I don't mean his daddy.
That's
found
great.
His dad on Grindr.
Did he? I wonder if he told his dad. He's like, hey, dad.
Well, that was the question. He's like, what do I do?
Nothing.
What do I do?
No, I don't know. You know what? If you're a kid, nothing. Go be a kid. I don't know. Your dad's on Grindr. There's nothing you can fucking do about it.
I would have told him to start messaging.
Oh, my God. But right, I mean, you know.
Although the worst thing would to be a get a dick pic from your dad.
Oh yeah. No, the best thing to do would be to just confront your dad and say, "Listen, I found you on Grindr. Be honest, you're gay. Divorce my mother. Go get cock. You don't need to sneak
around."
Unless
she knows, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's this all-encompassing drive to this totalitarian drive to enforce gay power everywhere, and it's growing.
What's gay power?
Well, are you aware that gay has been weaponized?
They're trying to enforce gay power everywhere.
Weaponized the gay.
I really don't get the...
my wang is locked and loaded. That's crazy.
I don't get how... I just don't get how... What how it floats anybody's boat. I mean, how it affects anybody else.
I don't know.
It's
very strange. Christians and all these right wing nut job ninnies are so concerned with what their fucking neighbors doing and shit.
Right.
Fucking relax.
Meanwhile, they're on Grindr. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I mean, they're, you know, they're the secret hypocrites who get caught.
Yeah.
All the time.
Whatever happened to mind your own fucking business?
Right.
People are so judgy of what other people are doing. I hate that shit. You know, we're all adults. Just let everybody live their own fucking lives. Get out of my fucking life.
Right. I mean, if you're not hurting anybody, if
two
or more consenting adults, if it's not affecting anybody else, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find this clip here. This is Yesterday we talked about, there it is.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The 2016 Republican primary, Donald the Trump, of course.
Oh, I feel like we haven't talked about him in a couple of days. What's up?
Well, he's got an important endorsement.
No, from those ninnies at the bird sanctuary, maybe?
No. People in Iowa have started getting robocalls.
Oh, my.
From something calling itself the American National Super PAC.
Super.
And they're calling to get people to vote Trump.
All right.
Now,
that must be happening a lot. I mean, Trump must have lots of robocalls, lots of people on the ground campaigning for him.
The group is, I'm trying to find the fucking audio. You know, it was all over the cunting internet this morning. Right. And now, since I didn't download the specific thing.
You'll find
now
it.
Now I can't fucking find an audio of it.
You can find it.
Well, anyway, it's a white supremacist group.
Oh, of course. Jeez, my God. he gets the best endorsement.
Well, right. And you know, I guess you can't.
Is it true El Chapo endorsed Trump?
Here it is. Here's what's, if you're in Iowa, here's what you might hear in the phone.
Fuck you.
The American National Super PAC makes this call to support Donald Trump. My name is Reverend Ronald Pan, host of the Christian radio talk show program For God and Country. 1 Corinthians states, God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. For the Iowa Caucus, please support Donald Trump. He is courageous and he speaks his mind. God bless.
I'm Jared Taylor with American Renaissance. I urge you to vote for Donald Trump because he is the one candidate who points out that we should accept immigrants who are good for America. We don't need Muslims. We need smart, well-educated white people who will assimilate to our culture. Vote Trump. I am William Johnson, a farmer and white nationalist. Support Donald Trump. I paid for this through the Super PAC.
213-718-3908.
Yeah, anyway, okay.
This call is not authorized by Donald Trump. They want you to know.
Yeah, super PACs are bad.
The first guy is somebody who is identifying himself as Reverend Ronald Tan. He's a Filipino American. Oh, that was going out. Sorry. He was a Filipino American minister.
What a lunatic.
Host of a Christian talk show program For God and Country.
Yay. Perfect. My two favorite things.
The second guy is Jared Taylor, who says, I'm Jared Taylor with American Renaissance.
It's not the Renaissance.
He also serves as a spokesman for the Council of Conservative Citizens.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of
a bunch of loads,
the groups that was mentioned by Charleston shooter Dylan Roof in his manifesto as a group that helped open his eyes to what he saw as the scourge of black on white crime in America.
What a wonderful organization.
And then the third guy is William Johnson, who's, I don't know who he is,
Johnson.
A farmer and a white nationalist.
I know. I heard him say, I'm a farmer and white nationalist.
Support Donald Trump. I paid for this through the super PAC. Oh, so I guess he's the super PAC dude.
What does this farmer do? Does he walk around in the cornfields, topping corn, thinking about, oh God, I hate black people. Is that his thing?
Well, and yeah, and does he have people working? Does he have migrant workers and stuff? Or, oh, yeah. I mean,
are they all white, buddy?
He probably pays them $1 an hour.
Yeah, who the fuck's going to pick your corn, man?
So these are the calls that have been going out. Right. I guess a couple of people, the last I heard, a couple of the outlets had tried to contact the Trump campaign, and everybody's saying, including this one I'm reading at Talking Points Memo, says Trump spokespeople did not immediately respond to requests for comment.
But, you know, if this had happened to Bernie, if someone, which I know it wouldn't, if some white supremacist group said this about Bernie, wouldn't Bernie immediately say, I don't know who these people are. I renounce them. I'm not a white supremacist. Right. My God, these people are horrible. They're the scourge of the planet.
I don't want their endorsement.
Although I don't think a white supremacist group is going to endorse Bernie. I mean,
probably not.
Are there any, I'm wondering, like, with that whole white supremacy thing, is there any sexism in that? I mean, do they hate women? I guess if they're not white, they probably do, but.
I guess.
Interesting. I mean, really not that interesting. They're all a bunch of simpleton ignoramuses.
I'm trying to find, do you remember, it was a couple months ago. It wasn't David Duke, but it was some white supremacists or something like that.
What?
That endorsed him.
Right. Great.
And he did comment on it, but remember he was like, kind of like, well, I don't want, I don't really need their endorsement or whatever. Yeah. But
I appreciate right? it. Well, didn't David Duke fall short of endorsing Trump because Trump is too radical?
No, he likes Trump, but
he's a little
Trump
crazy.
Speaks more radically than David Duke feels he does.
Oh my God. What the fuck is going on in the 2016 clown car? It's fucking batshit crazy.
Is this really somebody yelling white power at a Trump rally?
Agree with me, Seegers. I can see that. Anybody with a sign that big has to agree. So
how do you handle that?
White power.
I mean, surely Trump says, hey, stop that. You're racist. You're horrible. I don't want you anywhere near my fucking rally.
You lost your
Get him out of here.
He's way into it. He likes their enthusiasm. Well, didn't he, when they said about, well, what about your people kind of roughing up some of these protesters? Didn't he, well, they're very enthusiastic.
Not a great answer. That's actually the opposite answer. Your security, they're supposed to be calm, cool, collected.
Right. Should we be going to rallies and having people speak ahead of time that says, don't beat on people?
Yes.
Try not to beat the shit out of anybody next to you. All right. For the next couple hours.
This is not a well-behaved electorate. These people that support Trump, they are not.
They're fucking batshit crazy.
They're Trumpalos, right?
Trumpalos, yeah. Hashtag Trumpalos.
Right.
All kinds of other shit going on. Today, a lot about Ted Cruz. trending on the Twitter. Don't forget, tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving.
Trending on Twitter.
Trending earlier was the headline of an article, Brutalism of Ted Cruz.
Ooh, brutal.
Was trending.
Get out my ball gag.
Over at the New York Times, which is a conservative paper.
And my cat of nine tails.
Written by a conservative dickwad, David Brooks.
Fuck you.
Couldn't be more wrong about pretty much everything he writes about. He just excoriated Cruz. Just fucking shredded him. There's a story. Let me read just the beginning here. This is from the New York Times, David Brooks. In 1999, Michael Wayne Haley was arrested after stealing a calculator from Walmart. This was a crime that merited a maximum 2-year prison term.
But, oh, my God.
But prosecutors incorrectly applied a habitual offender law. Neither the judge nor the defense lawyer caught the error, and Michael Wayne Haley was sentenced to 16 years.
For stealing a fucking
calculator. From cunting Walmart.
That is insane.
And they made a mistake. The mistake came to light. Haley, the person in jail, tried to get it fixed. At the time, Ted Lee Cruz was the Solicitor General of Texas.
Oh, my God.
So instead of admitting that they made a mistake, Ted Cruz fought the thing all the way to the Supreme Court.
The guy stole a calculator.
To keep the guy in prison for the full 16 years.
Should we really make people that steal shit from Walmart go to jail?
And he lost. And the judge...
Ted Cruz lost.
Yes. One of the Supreme Court justices, Justice Kennedy, not one of the liberal ones. He's kind of the fence sitter, right?
Yeah.
Justice Kennedy said, wait, is there some rule that you can't confess error in your state? To Ted Cruz.
Ah, that's awesome.
And David Brooks goes on and says, well, this case reveals something interesting about Cruz's character. He's now running strongly among evangelicals, especially in Iowa, but in his career and public presentation, he is a stranger to most of what would generally be considered Christian virtues. Humility, mercy, compassion, and grace.
Jeez.
Cruz's behavior in the Haley case is almost the dictionary definition of Pharisaism.
Which
being
is?
Like the Pharisees.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Which means an overzealous application of the letter of the law in a way that violates the spirit of the law as well as fairness and mercy. In other words,
no, interesting.
Republican punishment culture.
Yeah.
And by the way,
punitive.
A big, giant load in the eye to David Brooks for.
And may the goggles.
Yeah, for the spin in this bullshit because.
God damn it, it burns!
Some of his assholery in writing has helped create this atmosphere for the Cruz hemorrhoid to flower on the asshole of the nation.
It's just about to bloom. That's the worst image. Now I'm thinking about a hemorrhoid blooming on like one of those time lapse videos.
Yeah. Speed it up. Oh shit.
It says Cruz does nothing but Cruz lays down an atmosphere of apocalyptic fear. Ooh. America is heading off, quote, the cliff to oblivion. After one Democratic debate, he said, we're seeing our freedoms taken away every day.
We aren't.
Last night was an audition for who would wear the jackboot most vigorously.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he said of the Democratic debates.
Jeez.
The Democratic debates where they might as well have oiled each other up and sucked each other's genitals. They were so nice to each other, basically, and civil and normal human beings, as opposed to the fucking WWE show Republican debates.
Also, Democrats, if you are going to suck on each other's genitals, I don't know if you'd want to oil them first.
Flavored oil.
Oh, God, that's gross.
I guess. So he goes on. I mean, he just goes on to talk about how Cruz exploits a fear. He says he reacted to the Obergefell, the decision that the Supreme Court had made to legalize same-sex marriage.
Yes.
He says he reacts to that in exactly the alienating and combative manner that is destined to further marginalize evangelicals. He says by being the Christo ninny that he is, that it's making evangelicals look worse. It's marginalizing the evangelicals, which I welcome.
Where are the evangelicals that turn the other cheek?
Well, no, these are American evangelicals. They're not Christians. They're
but
not
the Bible,
real Christians.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right. American Christians have nothing to do with what the love of what Jesus taught.
Yes. Do these people believe Mary sprung from the dick bone of Adam?
And that's kind of what he's talking about here, is that he's throwing out the no true Scotsman fallacy. He's throwing out the not true Christian. He's saying Ted Cruz isn't a real Christian. He talks about carpet bombing people in the Middle East and blah, 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 and hating gay people and blah, blah, blah. He's not. He says Ted Cruz is brutal, fear-driven, apocalypse-based approach is the antithesis of...
The problem is no one is going to articulate that in such a way that these ninnies are going to understand. They understand fear.
His last paragraph is laughable. And in fact, I read some of the comments at the Times and people were like, bah!
What did he say?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Evangelicals and other conservatives have had their best influence on American politics when they have proceeded in a spirit of personalism, when they have answered hostility with service and emphasized the infinite dignity of each person. They have won elections as happy and hopeful warriors. What evangelical do you know isn't a twat?
Hold on a second. Let me unzip my pants and whip out my infinite dignity.
I mean, somebody that identifies as an evangelical. I'm not talking about somebody who's spiritual or Christian,
right.
Whatever you hang on to, whatever floats your boat.
Yoga practitioners.
But evangelical, if you self-identify as an evangelical,
okay.
That means you're out trying to insert Jesus into everyone's hole.
Hey, at Vile Experience, let me tell you about the good fucking news. That's what they say. Have you heard the good news? Sure.
He says the best conservatism balances support for free markets with a Judeo-Christian spirit of charity, compassion, and solidarity.
How do you work profit into Jesus?
Well,
that's
exactly.
What fucking do it.
It's exactly.
Good God.
The one time Jesus got a little pissed off in your story book, what did he do? He flipped over a bunch of tables because there were assholes selling merch.
Oh, yes.
At the fucking temple.
Oh, shit.
So he says Cruz replaces the spirit with Spartan belligerence.
Ooh. Oh, man. Spartan belligerence.
Yeah, like 300,
oh,
right?
Shit.
Ted Cruz all oiled up in a skirt made of metal.
You think Ted Cruz hangs out at the Fault Line? The little
a gay bar?
Yeah, that gay bar.
Oh, that's
that
gay
leather
bar
at Melrose in Vermont. A lot of assless chaps. Oh God, please let some pictures of Ted Cruz in like a little leather outfit with a collar and a chain. Please let those surface. I'm praying to Jesus.
The last thing I'll read here from David Brooks's column in the New York Times, I put it on the Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There's a link to the whole thing if you want to read it.
Like us.
He sows bitterness, influences his followers to lose all sense of proportion.
What?
And teaches them to answer hate with hate.
Proportion. Does that mean
but
he encourages them to be unfair?
Right. If someone flips you the bird, shoot them in the face with a shotgun.
I love it.
That kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Metaphorically.
That's who we are, though. That's who we are in America. I mean, think about it. When we invaded Iraq and they were unashamedly, they called that shock and awe.
Oh, yeah.
They called it shock and awe. And really, the reality was they were bombing a city into the Stone Age where a bunch of people were living.
Well, right.
Insane.
Because they didn't like the leaders.
Yeah. How the fuck does that affect any?
Welcome. And that's what, you know, civilization's trying to get away from. Yet.
Oh, my God.
Ted Cruz says, let's go. That's why they now consider carpet bombing a war crime. Willy-nilly just bombing entire sections of city just to bring someone to their knees.
Or
use their
one bomb.
Favorite.
I mean, they're talking about carpet bombing. Obviously horrible. But, dude, I know we talk about this, but imagine. If somebody shot one of those fucking missiles into MacArthur Park, I mean, think about that. We would feel it.
Right.
I mean, it's horrible. We shouldn't be bombing anyone. I mean, yeah, we shouldn't be carpet bombing, but we shouldn't be bombing. It's insane. I mean, haven't we progressed past all this shit?
Meanwhile, I saw some ridiculous number that 20,000 bombs we've dropped or something.
Yeah. Why not?
Just a ridiculous, crazy, absolute crazy number.
I mean, we're just cranking this shit out, too. Are we still making bombs and weapons of mass destruction and shit like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ones we don't need.
Why?
Because capitalism.
You know what might help more? Have you driven around the streets in Los Angeles even? It sucks. There's potholes everywhere.
Right.
The streets suck. I mean, I'm sure in other parts of the world it's worse, in Pakistan maybe, whatever. But still, we're in goddamn America. Build less of these things and explode and work on the bridges and shit. God.
A follow-up here. We've
crab
talked,
diving. Follow-up.
We've been happily following the Nimrods who have camped out.
I love Nimrod.
In Oregon.
That is a great fucking term.
Yeah, Nimrod doesn't get used nearly enough.
Can we use it as an acronym for something? That would be great.
We'll have to think of something.
Nimrod.
Yeah. Send us your ideas. What Nimrod could stand for.
Yeah.
Since you know they reverse engineered cunt for that Hillary Clinton thing, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That Roger Stone made. Let's... You know they came up with the name first.
Dude, I can't believe Roger Stone did that. Isn't he like...
No.
Roger Stone did that!
Guy, apparently not the classiest guy on the planet.
Oh, shit.
Hates the Clintons. Hates,
why?
Hates the Clintons. Because he's a right-wing nut job.
Yeah, but hate? I mean, come on. Maybe you disagree with him.
So, in Oregon, a judge now is saying that he will bill Ammon Bundy, the Uber Grossenfuhrer of the whatever these morons that have taken over.
Yes,
that bird sanctuary in Oregon.
How ridiculous!
And they're looking for tampons and vanilla creamer.
Oh God, I saw that. Things. You added vanilla creamer to the description for the blog. That made me laugh so fucking hard.
I did.
It's they want vanilla creamer. I love vanilla creamer. It's delicious. I don't fucking blame them. Jeez, these guys.
The
vanilla creamer.
It's on the list. We read it yesterday. It was on the list.
Oh shit, that's so funny.
So local schools opened yesterday for the first time since those ass wipes took over. So they closed the schools nearby because of all the bullshit.
Well, I guess you have to when you have an occupying force. You close schools. What else are you going to fucking do?
It says, now they've been doing some more shit. You know, there was a, anyway, this judge says he's going to bill them $70,000 a day.
Oh, hilarious.
To reimburse the county for security costs related to their occupation.
$70,000 a fucking day.
Right.
How many days have they been there?
I don't know.
Like more than, see. Like a couple weeks.
Right? January 2nd, so 10 days. So oh. $700,000.
Ooh.
But, you know, they don't pay their bills. His dad doesn't pay his bill. That was the whole problem.
Well, what if they just chip in, you know? Right. They all chip in, pool their money, right. See if you can come up with $700,000.
Maybe they're going to be selling those tampons and vanilla,
I gotta
French
tell you,
vanilla.
If I was in that
coffee.
Occupying force, I would be like, I am getting the fuck out of here. And the other thing is, like, we all know Ammon Bundy is in charge, right? Of the whole deal,
allegedly,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Is the identities of the other people?
They know everybody.
They know all the identities now.
Pretty much. I think a few of the assholes that showed up from the 3%ers and that other group that has surrounded the group provide their protection or whatever.
Is everyone
stupid? I think some of those guys are wearing masks bravely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want to get identified and hit with a bill, do you?
Well, that's true.
Fuck that.
But Ammon and all of his assholes, like the guy under the tarp, that's... Linicum is his name.
Tim Lincecum?
Boyd or Floyd Linicum, something like that. He's tarp man.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that was under the blue tarp.
Jeez.
With his gun.
I mean, did they really? They probably never would imagine this is going to cost us 70 grand a day.
Well, they'll never
and
pay it.
And it sucks. It's a very expensive.
So there
vacation.
Have been some shenanigans going on. They they're going to probably charge them with like grand theft. Or auto or machine or whatever, because they found the keys to some of the heavy equipment there and they've been using it. They used a backhoe from one of the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife backhoes, and they're knocking down fences separating federal land from property owned by a local rancher so that his cows can go graze.
What about the bird sanctuary?
It's the people's land.
But don't they understand that the land might be protected because birds nest here and you don't want your big
federal,
fucking cows stepping
federal
over
can't
it?
Own. They don't care.
What?
They don't care.
Do they know how countries and shit work? Do they want to live in Pakistan where there's no rules?
Now, they said that Bundy has said that their group had gone through files at the building looking for evidence of wrongdoing. Can you see those rocket scientists trying to read like a bill for what does this mean here? I'm not sure. What does this mean?
What paperwork are they finding at this fucking bird sanctuary?
What wrongdoing are they going to find?
We found the grouse spreadsheet. Well,
I found an email from Hillary that says, don't save Benghazi.
Are they looking for Benghazi emails?
I don't know.
It's so dumb.
But he specifically insisted that they had not accessed computers Because that would be like a felony, like even a bigger felony than what they're doing. That might be one of the worst things they're doing.
Really?
Hacking into and breaking into government computers.
God, okay.
So, Ammon insisted they had not. However, some public radio reporters were in there the other day and said, we saw them use, they found a key card like in the desk drawer that turns on the computer, and they were on the computers.
Hold on a second.
So that person needs to be fired for leaving their key card.
Pump the brakes.
Yes.
What NPR reporter is embedded in this lunacy?
I don't know.
I'm worried about them. I like all those guys on NPR. They're good. I mean, but I hope to God, like, is fucking Carl Castle in there?
Now,
they've already
moved some of these employees out of their homes because all their personal information, including home addresses and everything, have been found by these cum stains. So they don't know that they're not going to get the word out and try to target these employees or something. They've already, remember, they left the sheriff's wife had to leave town
because
people were following her and shit. And the sheriff's getting death threats.
I think I'm having trouble understanding
from these wonderful American citizens.
Yeah. I'm having trouble understanding this occupation.
Yes.
They're taking over the bird sanctuary because they feel the land that the bird sanctuary occupies should be their land to graze cattle.
Under local control and not owned by the Muslim in the White House.
So what does that have to do with people that actually work at the fucking bird sanctuary?
They're part of it.
What do you mean?
The enemy.
Like, what about a park ranger who just gets assigned to work there?
Well, I know.
Or a groundskeeper. It's very confusing what they're doing. I don't get it.
It's stupid. The sheriff, who said he agrees with the militants' views but not their tactics,
fired.
Even had to set up concrete barriers and other security measures around their offices and the courthouse after the militants or supporters have threatened him and other county officials. This isn't even the group necessarily that's playing camper at the refuge. These are assholes online. These are other militia that are showing up there to help.
Wonderful.
We're gonna arrest the sheriff and hang him. Remember that thing their posse comitatus, where part of it is that you're supposed to take if the sheriff's found guilty, you hang him in the middle of town for a full day so everybody can see him hanging there dead.
I thought you were reading from the script of Deadwood.
Right.
This is insane. I mean, this is the worst thing. I mean, they can't be a lightning rod for other right-wing nut job militant white assholes, but I guess they are, huh?
There was another
terrifying
public
dude.
Meeting last night. Ward, the sheriff, issued a statement vowing that he and other law enforcement officials will not be intimidated and has repeated his call for out-of-state militants to leave the area. He says, quote, there's an hourglass and it's running out.
Oh, shit.
To cheers from the public.
All these people want them all gone.
These fucking assholes, they're dangerous. Even the panel that formed by Bundy and the group when they agreed to do the first protest of those two Hammonds going off to jail. But they didn't know about the fact that Ammon and his shit stains were going to take over the bird fucking sanctuary.
Right.
They didn't know about that.
The bird fucking.
But now that group is saying, has gotten together and voted, and they said, we don't want you here either. We want you to leave now. You made your point.
Yeah.
But time to go.
The reality is they're a bunch of asshole rednecks with scary guns.
Plans. Yeah. Some of them so unhinged, like that Ritzheimer guy, right?
Nine.
That he's the one we played last week. Go to crabdiving.com. We played a video of him saying goodbye to his daughters
He's
driving up to go take over and die for liberty.
Is the clock ticking? How much time do we have before they have like a nasty accident with a gun? Somebody shoots
themselves
or a kid or something dumb like that.
Or someone's going to take a shot at a revenuer. Someone's going to see an agent in the forest or something, take a shot, and then it's going to be on.
Are they that crazy?
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
So Harney County Judge Steve Grasty spoke at the meeting last night, where he is the one who said that it's costing taxpayers $60,000 to $70,000 each day. He said, we're going to send Mr. Bundy the bill.
Ha 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 ha. That's funny.
The judge also called for residents to not offer any assistance.
Yeah.
To the roughly two dozen militants who have been joined in recent days by more out-of-state assholes.
So fucking dumb.
The judge said, no matter how you feel, do not bring food and supplies up to the refuge.
Yeah. Stay away. You're not helping.
This is a raw story. The militants have been widely mocked for first calling for snacks and then issuing a wish list of items, including flavored coffee creamer, tampons, and cigarettes.
Why should they have to suffer for their cause?
They have apparently received some unwanted gifts, such as sex toys, as seen in a Facebook video posted by John Ritzheimer. Quote, it's really mind-blowing to me that people would actually spend their money on this. This box right here, $17.90 for shipping. They spend and waste their money on all this hateful stuff to send us to buy this ridiculous stuff. This one was really funny. A bag of dicks. Rather than going out and doing good, they just spend all their money on hate and hate. Oh. What?
No. No one's spending all their money on a bag of dicks.
People are sending them bags of dicks.
By the way, you can go to Amazon and...
Well, that's candy. I think people are buying or throwing dildos into a paper bag and saying, here's a bag of dicks.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go buy a bag of dicks. Send it to these dicks.
Oh, God, now I want to find him on...
I
want to find this video on Facebook.
It's so funny. This guy's like, they're spending all their money sending us sex toys. No, they're not. They're not spending all their money. You're spending all your money. It's costing you $70,000 a day.
All his disability money, you mean, and the money his wife makes, because he's one of the ones we found out has no job, lives only on disability, and he told one of the reporters, he quote, I have a wife that works.
Listen, I will say,
the headline says, an Oregon militia idiot throws a tantrum because people are sending bags of dicks.
I mean, they are mentally ill. They probably should get disability. That's the fucking thing.
But, I mean, right? You know.
They should all be in a fucking rubber room.
Thanks for the content, though, guys.
Oh, yes.
This is hilarious. I think it would be worth $20 to send him a bag of dicks. Look at the reaction. He made a video. God, what a return on your investment. $20 and you get a video made of this asshole? I don't know how long. Oh, it's only a minute.
What's going on, everybody? So we went and picked up some mail that came in from, a lot of the supporters. But along with that mail, we got an abundance of the hate mail. And it was really mind-blowing to me that people would actually spend their money. You know, this box right here, $17.90. They spend and waste their money on all this hateful stuff to send out here to us and buy this ridiculous stuff. It's really ridiculous. Even this one was really funny, a bag of dicks. So rather than going out and doing good, they just spend all their money on hate and hate and hate and hate. So... we're gonna
push it all off the table,
and we're gonna continue to do work and do good for our country.
We're not gonna be deterred.
We're not gonna let you all your junk and hate mail.
Whatever.
Those were good dicks. That was good dick candy. He just threw it on the floor.
Well, let me tell you, if I think we should just starve them out and make them get to the point where that guy's got to eat a mouthful of dicks. And that's calories, dude. He's gonna eat that at some point.
I have a feeling.
Decide to track us, and we're going to continue to do what's right for our country. For the rest of you patriots out there that are still twiddling your thumbs, debating whether or not you should come out, well, now's the time. If you want to be part of history in the making, you need to get out here, and you need to show some support. I'm not talking about coming out here and being an outside perimeter. Come here and be a patriot. Come here and stand up for your country. Do what's right. Enough talk. Now it's time for action. I hope to see you.
What?
But okay, dickhead, with your bag of dicks. Why should I come out there? You want me to? I'm open to why? Why? What? Why? Give me a reason.
Because freedom and freedom and stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh wait, here's another one.
What a lunatic.
Hey guys, John Ritzheimer and Blaine Cooper here. We're in my truck right now. We're parked right outside the refuge here. Look, this place is swarmed with media. So pretty much all the way up to the gate here is pretty packed. There's still plenty of parking right here on the outside.
Plenty of parking, everyone. Don't worry. We have a valet.
What kind of invasion, what kind of occupation is this? I don't think anybody's ever been like, all right, let's send reinforcements. Where are you going to park? We got plenty of parking. Don't worry about it. We'll get you a good place.
Aren't you
in the
middle of fucking nowhere? Of course there's parking.
Yeah, that we're not worried about. If someone is like, I want to join the movement, I want to be a part of history, they said there's no parking, though.
Right.
That's an L.A. move right there.
Yeah. Do you guys have handicap parking? Because I have a bad back and I have a handicap sticker.
I would skip being a part of history in L.A. if it happened in West Hollywood at 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. You can fuck right off.
Oh, there's a lot of history being made in West Hollywood on a Saturday night.
Yeah, but nobody can park anywhere.
True, that's very
shitty
true.
Parking. There's no parking here. There's no parking in this whole fucking city.
Yeah.
But yet everybody drives everywhere. What kind of fucking bullshit car culture are we stuck in?
Although we do have a new subway, right? Like didn't the subway get extended or something like that?
I don't know.
But you can't get in. There's no roadblocks, okay? All the rumors that are running rampant out there just need to be put to rest. We need you to get here and stand with us. That's what we need more than anything. That's what's going to prevent any bloodshed. The more people that get here, whether you're armed or unarmed, you get up here. Even if it's just to come and come and visit this historical site. This is
Jesus Christ.
Historical site.
Hey, dickhead.
There's going to be a plaque someday to John Ritzheimer. This is the spot where he knocked the dicks on the ground.
Who would want to be a part of this? Because it's going to cost you a portion of that $700,000 or whatever the government's charging these guys.
Well, they don't recognize that, obviously. They're not going to recognize that.
What are they going to do? I mean, what if they want it? What if you're a part of this occupying force and you want to sneak out and get the fuck out of there?
Right.
Are you able to, or is it totally fucking surrounded?
Oh, no, they've had guys leaving.
Oh, really?
Right? One guy took some of the money, right? It took some of their donation money went off and drank it in town, then bailed. Another guy just left. They said one guy never returned or something, just left and never. I'm going to town to get supplies. Just never.
You know,
never came back.
Maybe that's what needs to happen. Rick Wood, at Rick Wood with zeros instead of O's.
Yeah.
When he sat in on Friday last week, he suggested.
Oh, yeah. To listen to that?
Past episodes. Rick suggested that the government just fly one of those bombers overhead. You wouldn't even need to bomb them. Just the noise of the plane would freak them the fuck out. Which I get. Ever been to one of those air shows?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, those planes are crazy, so loud. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're kind of gross, honestly.
Do you remember watching air shows? At the air show with a friend of ours that had the high rise apartment?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And down in kind of downtownish Chicago. That was really amazing to watch.
He lived like on the 70th floor or something, didn't he?
42.
42.
I remember,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember it was 42 because it was the same as the answer to the life universe.
Oh,
everything.
My God. That's on Hitchhiker's Guide?
That's the only reason I remember.
Oh, hilarious.
I don't think you did it on purpose.
I threw a pair of tube socks off the balcony once just to watch it.
You threw one tube sock.
Oh, really?
Because I threw the
sock. Really? Yeah.
Remember, God, we were drunk off our asses. And
he wouldn't invite us anywhere.
He had a pair of socks sitting there. We each grabbed one and winked him off.
We were like, fuck him. He makes shit tons of money.
And then watched him fly down.
That was great.
It was fun. we never did the, although that our other apartment, when he was my roommate at one point, that guy, we were kind of on the third and fourth floor. We had a two level apartment and we had a rooftop deck.
Yeah.
And, there was a lot of stuff getting dropped off.
Well, I remember one time
watermelon test.
Well, that was the worst. I got a watermelon out of your refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I dropped it off your roof deck.
And somehow the Lord protected it.
Yeah, it didn't splatter because I didn't take it out of the rental
wrap. God, plastic
damn it.
Wrap.
Who does that? Who does that? I didn't take it out of the plastic wrap. It ruined it. It just like, no big splatter or anything. How bored were we? Why are you throwing watermelons on?
That's not boring. That's fun.
Yeah, that's true. And it was spoiled anyway because it's not like
we weren't bored
because
we were throwing shit off the balcony into the alley below. There weren't people there or anything.
From Chicago, that's a total redneck move.
And there may have
watermelon
been,
off the roof.
May have been alcohol involved in the whole process.
Oh, yes.
Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, facebook.com/crabdiving. Chat with us during the show or not during the show, you like, on our social media. If you want, we're on Instagram, we're on Pinterest, we're all over the place.
Yeah.
Especially at mostly Twitter and Facebook, we kind of mostly focus on Google Plus, but nobody fucking goes there.
Nobody gives a fuck about Google Plus, baby.
Tonight,
nobody cares.
It's a big night. The State of the Union address.
Oh, shit.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Readying the schlong of tyranny.
Is going to.
He's going to whip it out, man.
It'd be nice if he just like, fuck y'all.
Cock slaps all
You're
around.
You're all assholes. Yeah.
He, the State of the Union is when. Is the president talking to the American people or is he addressing Congress, which is in fact the American people? I wonder.
Well, Congress is not the American people.
Things make you go, hmm.
But one of the people who is going to be there, inexplicably, because whoever has...
Who is it?
Unless it's come out now, but whoever has invited this person has not outed themselves yet.
Is he going to mention David Bowie but this in person, the State of the Union, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. He might. That would be cool.
Yeah,
I find it unlikely. but the according to this person's attorney,
yes,
who is one of these foul Liberty Council attorneys?
It's a hate group. It's a straight up fucking hate group.
None other than Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis.
She's what
would be going to the State of the Union address tonight.
At whose behest?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Who invited her?
That's
Obama?
What we're trying... No, of course Obama didn't invite
her. Fuck? Who invited that hateful little homophobe?
It says she was invited by a member of Congress, according to this asshole lawyer.
She's an asshole.
But he declined to specify which congressperson invited.
Oh, I want to know.
Staver says, when there was more information about the fact that President Obama was going to be going over what he called his past accomplishments of the past 7 years, with respect to that, the decision was made to invite Kim Davis to be a sort of a reminder that his litany of events that he's going to tick off has not encompassed the benefit of all people, particularly with respect to religious freedom.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
She's attending just to be a visible reminder that his policies have not included all of America.
Oh, God. Kim Davis, you are so on the wrong side of history, you fucking asshole.
It said, he said she's looking forward to going.
Who cares? Of course she is. She's looking forward to going on a trip. Where does she live? Where does she live? In some Shitville, USA? The middle of nowhere.
Are you kidding me? She makes $70,000 a year in Shitville, Kentucky. So she lives like a queen.
Yeah, but she's going on vacation away from Kentucky. How excited would you be? I'm going to D.C. Of course she's excited to go.
It says she doesn't have much interest in what the president has to say.
You're an idiot. You're a simpleton.
She's excited just to be there to be a visible counterweight.
Whoa, counterweight.
I wouldn't use that term.
I mean, am I repelling down a rock facade?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Granted, her and Obama on a seesaw.
No, shit. So
Obama might need a couple cinder blocks.
If the Secret Service ain't going to let that happen, or maybe they would. They're not very good, right?
Well,
yeah, shitty.
Drinking.
Jeez. With whores.
She has no other events planned, though, Ryan.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, but you do. Bullshit.
She will be available to take questions after the State of the Union.
What the fuck am I supposed to ask her?
Meanwhile, you know who's given the rebuttal tonight from the Republicans? Wait, are we having another...
Is it like a bunch?
Wasn't it? Yeah, the last one, there was like three of them, right? There was the regular GOP. There was the T-tard response.
Yay.
And then there was another one who was like, I don't think the Tea Party is going to be good enough. I want to be crazier. And they gave their third. Like there were, I think, three different State of the Union responses.
Are the dickholes down
side.
At the bird sanctuary, will they be giving a rebuttal?
I'm sure they will be.
Good God.
Over there, steaming vanilla coffee.
There's somebody, who the fuck left a backhoe over there?
And there's a...
Because they love that shit, man.
There's a bulldozer there, too, that they're driving around.
Man, people...
They've been knocking down these fences for these cows. They also, like we said... have accessed government computers now, which they say they didn't. Now they just today came out that they have admitted that they were.
Are you worried about them accessing a computer? I mean, how are they gonna how are they gonna do that? They're gonna.
Well, that's true.
Is there a hacker in the group? You know, you talk about these backhoes and machinery that they're playing with and shit. When I was growing up, we had a bunch of. Dead trees or something that needed to be hauled away. But instead of doing that, my dad rented this awesome, like, and huge wood chipper.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. throw a tennis ball in that thing. That's fucking amazing. It's so fucked up. It was fun.
The group accidentally allowed Oregon Public Broadcasting to see the multiple computers that had been turned on.
They were busted by PBS.
And government IDs and files that were strewn about the office at the Wildlife Preserve. Quote,
oh my God. These guys are dumb.
This is from Oregon Public Broadcasting. After Finicum, that's Lloyd or Floyd, he's... tarp man.
Floyd Finicum, fuck you!
After he realized he shouldn't have allowed... OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting, access to the room, he quickly picked up lists of names and social security numbers that were by the computers, tried to hide government employee ID cards that were previously in plain sight. Although, asked about that, Ammon lied and said, we haven't touched anything.
Jeez.
We haven't logged on. We haven't tried to do anything. But now today... He admitted that he and his followers have been going through government documents.
Dude, I mean, listen, I know they think our government is big, tyrannical, evil, oppressive. What if they had done this and they lived in Russia? What do you think Putin would do? He'd send wild dogs
in. It would have been over.
He would send people in with broadswords and fucking slaughter them. He'd bathe in their fucking blood. By the way, I'm not saying that would be great or anything. I think that's a horrible response to it. I'm not pulling a Trump here. Putin would have handled this great.
Woo!
Damn it. It started sounding like a real fucking lunatic for a second.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that manages the facility.
What the fuck do they need a spokesperson? They deal with fish and animals. Who are they talking to? This should never happen.
He's got to talk to reporters about these guys.
When does the Fish and Wildlife Service have to deal with an occupying fucking force? This is insane.
I have a feeling this guy's probably not that busy.
He hates this.
It says removing fences, damaging any refuge property, or unauthorized use of equipment would be additional unlawful actions by the illegal occupiers.
They're fucking with the habitat for these fucking birds, and it's fucking wrong.
Any movement of cattle onto the refuge or other activities that are not specifically authorized constitutes trespassing.
Jesus Christ.
There are 16 full-time employees there, one part-time employee at the refuge.
The fish and wildlife people, now they're going to have to get a security force at their buildings. I mean, if they're worried about rednecks rolling in with tons of guns, I mean, fuck me. Jeez.
One more, before we move on. I know we went back.
It's hard not to.
It's hard to not go back to Oregon.
It's a bunch of fucking rednecks occupying a forest with their big fucking stupid toys.
I actually did have one more clip. This
what a F
is
word today. Sorry, Mom. Jesus, I can't help it. It's too nuts.
This is the this is from Oregon Live. This is the newspaper of the area that the local news people are covering. That's
should crab
kind of the place to go.
Go to Oregon and interview these fuckers.
If somebody
paid you.
Funded it. Yeah. I would fucking, let's I'd go there and that'd be fun.
Thin the crab. I've never
can
been
to Oregon.
Can
you imagine doing a crab diving show live from the bird sanctuary?
Well, you know, man.
You might have to.
You see how pissed off.
They wouldn't let us out there. They'd listen to one episode of crab diving.
They'd kill us.
They wouldn't let us.
They'd behead us, put us in a video.
Where's this Oregon Live?
Oregon Live. That's what we do need that, man. We need to be like, we need to be the morning show. You know, I think we need to do morning radio.
Drive in.
Oh yeah,
Oregon.
Yeah,
fuck that.
What city is this? Is this even in a city?
Yeah, I don't know. What is Harney it? County?
Oh God,
Eastern Oregon,
Lee East. Oh, that's my favorite part.
Last night at this at that meeting where we had mentioned that the sheriff again said, you know, leave, please leave.
But he said he doesn't disagree with their views,
but he does with their tactics.
Not good enough, man. But he's elected a sheriff, so he yes. can say whatever the fuck he wants and go fuck yourself, man.
Residents of sparsely populated Harney County Monday night told the armed outsiders again to go home. At a community meeting, they also acknowledged that there were deep rifts within their own community that were brought to the surface by this standoff. I guess there's some people that agree with these assholes.
Well, maybe they're working some stuff out, and in the end, they'll all be better for this occupation.
Carmen Schatz.
Schatz? Is that what you said?
S-H-A-T-Z.
Ooh, Schatz.
Schatz, or Schatz. Carmen Schatz?
It's Schatz.
A local Safeway employee
has
lived in the area for 31 years, said, I've lost friends over this. I've never seen our community so divided.
Lost friends? You don't have anything to do with these assholes. Just ignore it. Come on.
The sheriff, David Ward.
Davey.
This judge, Grasty, that we talked about earlier, and State Representative Cliff Bentz, other elected officials addressed the crowd. Before allowing residents to take the microphone, it says a picture emerged of a community that's ready to heal and move forward, but is desperate to rid itself of Bundy.
Get the fuck out of here!
And the distractions that it has brought to this town of less than 3,000 people.
But wait a second. On some level, it's got to be good for the community, right? I mean, these reporters
are
there.
Local businesses, sure.
Oh, dude, if you're a reporter and you're used to living in like New York or some city, and all of a sudden, after you're done, you know, putting in your entering your stupid ass stories,
are you going to romanticize this shitty little town in the middle of Oregon?
Yes, I'm going to go down to this town and I'm going to put $5 on the bar and buy everyone a drink.
Oh well, you're talking about
so
money. Who I'm talking
cheap.
About after you're done. With that, what do you do?
You get blind drunk. You get blind fucking drunk because it's so cheap. It's like you're in a third world country in the middle of nowhere. Where is this? What is this county?
Harney County.
Oh, God, it's a shithole. I know it is. It's cheap as fuck. Sorry, Harney. I don't mean to be a dick or anything.
It's even Bundy's most vocal opponents had to acknowledge that they have started a conversation about federal land use policies that they think is overdue, which is okay. The Grasty, the judge, called the militants armed thugs.
Yes.
And there was a rancher named Corey Shellman.
Okay.
Who thinks they should go home. He said local federal employees who have been followed and felt rattled by the out-of-town visitors and the anti-government rhetoric have, quote, a right to their jobs and should be treated with respect.
And they don't want to get fucking shot or intimidated by these yahoos. Y'all, Qaeda. Fuck them.
He says, Bentz, who's a Republican from Ontario, whose district includes Harney County, said that he wants residents to honor the rule of law, make changes through the political process, rather than supporting any armed occupation. What I hope as I listen tonight is that I'll hear a reaffirmation of the hard work of government, not the siren song of a gun.
Wow.
Siren song of a gun.
Who told him to say
that? You know,
he
worked on that one.
Well, he worked on it. I think somebody just... You think there's a service if you're a politician you can call in? It's like, this is what I'm going to say to the press. Can you smarten it up? You just write. God damn, we should do that. How do you do that? How do you start that business? Smarten a statement.
Liz Appelman, retired Bureau of Land Management employee. Evil.
Oh, yes. Burn her.
She worked there for 29 years, retired, told the crowd that federal workers in Harney County have put their lives into this place.
Right. They love it. It's a bird sanctuary. I get it. Now these assholes are fucking it up.
Officials were hoping to wrap up the meeting by 8:30 p.m., but it ran long because so many people wanted to speak. But the winner of the person who saw the show,
yes,
was 15-year-old Burns high school freshman.
Oh, cool.
Ashley Presley.
Okay.
And here's what Ashley had to say. First, they had a symphony that brought her up.
Really? Is that true?
No, this is the Oregonian has a something before there.
My name is Ashley, and I can't speak okay. I'm 15 and I'm a freshman in high school. And
she's tearing up. Taking a breath.
Being here with all this honestly has scared me.
Being here with all this honestly has scared me, she said, if you can't understand what she's saying.
Terrifying.
And it shouldn't.
Right.
Is what she says.
I should not have to be scared in my own hometown.
I shouldn't have to be scared in my own hometown.
Agreed. This is nuts.
All of my friends have been scared and are hungry to know what to do. And I hope to be the one to tell them that it's going to be okay, that everything's going to be okay. I shouldn't have to be scared, and none of us in Harney County should have to be scared in our own hometown.
Right. I mean, who's expecting armed insurrectionists to take over part of your fucking town in the middle of lily white, safe Harney County, Oregon?
Yeah. Guys, it's white people. We need to remind you of that. You're fucking with white people.
Yeah, I think that's it.
No shit.
She gets a standing O.
She did a tight five.
So there, everybody just wants him to leave.
Of course.
Just go home.
Of fucking course. I love the idea, too, that the town meeting ran late. Of course it did. You've got an occupying force in your fucking city. The town meeting ran late.
Now, the latest I saw was something that just came up really recently in the news, was that this, I think it was Linicum or whatever. I think it was that one dude released a statement that said they're gonna show up for the next meeting on Friday.
Okay.
Some of these guys are gonna show up at this next town meeting.
Awesome.
So that means they're gonna be there till Friday.
And the great thing is I assume they're gonna speak.
I think they're gonna speak, but they're going
that's awesome.
He says they're going to tell them when they're going to leave. And try to, I guess he's trying to make sure that they're not afraid of them. You know, they're seeing that their press ain't good.
Well, why don't they just lay down their weapons then? Not be armed. I mean, that's probably making people like Ashley, that freshman in high school, maybe she's nervous about that. These guys have guns and shit. It's scary. It's terrifying. A bunch of big, stupid rednecks with guns in your fucking town.
So the Bundy group is planning part of this community meeting on Friday.
Yes. Is it catered? Because I know they're hungry. That's why they're going. Oh, my God. That's why they're going to the meeting.
Oh, it's Robert. Robert Lavoie Finicum.
They're going to have a deli platter there.
Snacks. Lavoie Finicum told reporters that the meeting will be held 7 p.m. Friday, yet undetermined location in Burns, which is 30 miles north of the refuge.
Oh, what a horrible area.
On Monday, the leaders of the takeover cut fences They're saying at the request of a local rancher as part of the plan to return federal land back to the people of Harnett County.
Did they really think that they are going to take this bird refuge and it's going to stick?
I think they do.
The only thing that's going to happen, they're either going to leave or the government's going to come in there and shoot them to death. That to me is the only two scenarios how this plays out. They're going to occupy the land.
Federal charges stack up, there's no sign of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies.
Yes.
But more foes of the Bundy's actions have made an appearance. Garrett Venneklassen, of the New Mexico Wildlife Federation, said Monday, "I came here from New Mexico to tell all these people to get the hell off my land."
Yeah, fuck off.
Mark Heckert of Washington State was there protesting at a cardboard sign that said, "Get the flock off my wildlife refuge." I never thought I'd say that, but I'm here to oppose an armed occupation of a national wildlife refuge.
Oh, shit.
So there's normal people that are going to Burns now and protesting.
Okay.
This guy says it's a way to take away federal land belonging to the American people and sell it off to big corporations.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a huge land and money grab, he's calling it.
It's a poorly designed money land grab, right? I mean, it's not working. I love the idea that they're worried about these people hacking into a computer in the offices of the wildlife refuge. I mean, would you even need to hack into that computer? I mean, is there even passwords there? Is there a retina scan?
At this meeting last night, internet radio show host Pete Santilli was thrown out of the meeting to the applause of many after interrupting several times. So this must be a
blowhard
sovereign citizen dick cheese who's there. Oh, you don't like the Constitution either.
God.
Internet radio show host.
Hello, listeners.
What an asshole.
Pete Santilli.
Crabdiving.com/live.
Oh, yeah. Listen to our shows. Every show on this fucking internet radio network.
If you're going to listen to any asshole internet radio shows, it should be ours. God damn it.
Your fuckhole should be trained on the crabs. Dramatic.
That's where Ward, the sheriff, said there's an hourglass. It's running out. Go home.
Right. We're going to light you up, baby. Goodbye, Johnny.
Some of the residents, though, say we owe the Bundys a thank you, but it's time for them to go home.
For what? Listen, they're infusing cash into this community. They're going into town and they're spending money. And
yeah, but I think that's already worn off.
Really?
I think the big booming shitstorm that's happened is probably already worn off, and even though some of the local businesses are making money,
but dude, if
you doesn't mean everybody's having a good time.
Think about it: if you own a diner, and all of a sudden everybody's coming to your diner,
not everybody owns a diner.
That's true. I'm looking on the bright side of like a bunch of fucking weaponized rednecks.
I don't know, a school teacher
taking over your town
or something.
Wait, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. No one knows if there's kids at this bird sanctuary or not.
You know, it's still, there's definitely women folk, hence the tampon request, I would assume, but
you don't know what's going on over there.
Well, somebody's got a leaky butthole or something. But there've been conflicting reports as to whether there are actually children there or not. I don't know if that's actually been answered.
Doofuses.
I will have to check.
Why don't these guys, like, instead of doing this, why don't they protest like everybody else? Everybody else protests.
They did.
A peaceful protest.
And then they went and took over.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, that's how they started with that protest. And then they drove over to the bird sanctuary and took it over.
It's so dumb.
Apparently they had that planned.
On their way to the bird sanctuary, did they take evil government roads to the sanctuary? I mean, or did they go off-road with their big stupid trucks? I mean,
right. And I know Ammon Bundy.
I am.
And probably most of these other guys. Ammon Bundy, they said, not that long ago, was the recipient of a federal loan for his business.
Oh.
So they're hypocrites. They're just fucking hypocrites. And liars and cheats and whatever. Constitution.
Boo.
So tonight, yeah, will be the State of the Union address. Obama giving the finger, hopefully, to all the assholes of Congress that he got, inexplicably, he got shit done despite them. I can't imagine how good this country might be right now, how well off it would be if he had actually been able to do shit without 100% obstruction.
Oh, I know.
Of the GOP.
It's sad. It's like a waste of a really great president.
Even good things that they agreed with, they stopped doing because Obama.
Because he's black. Because Kenyon. Because their stupid constituents are idiots. Because Koch brothers.
Man, the fucking Koch brothers.
That's probably it. There, I figured it out. You're welcome.
The, I do have a, well, you know, we can have some more Ammon Bundy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Here's Ammon Bundy on the Common Sense Show.
Ooh.
An Arizona-based radio pro, a Patriot Movement radio program.
Right.
Here's a little bit of what Ammon had to say.
We're here because we feel that the Lord wanted us here and that we were to do a good thing, and so we will rely on faith, not fear.
Yeah, that's real obvious that you guys aren't fearful. Let me ask you a question or the phrase that we often hear. Do you think this is the hill to die on, or is it just the hill to make a statement and live to fight another day?
Well, I'll tell you this. We're not here to be protesters, and we never did come here to be protesters. We came here very simply. We didn't here to cause a war either. In fact, that's exactly opposite. We felt that if we did not stand now, when the people had good reason to stand, and if we did not make that stand, that eventually down the years, and you know how close we're getting, eventually, very soon, that it would come to war.
You know how close we're getting.
What world does he live in? Go to Pakistan.
Evil civil war coming.
Go to one of these failed fucking states and then compare it to us.
I know. It's ridiculous.
This is not Afghanistan, dickhead.
We felt that we needed to make the stand now so that we can peacefully go through this process, get the people back on their feet without war or violence.
This guy's dumb.
As long as we win.
Why doesn't this radio, whoever the fuck he is, this interviewer, say, okay, well, what do you want?
Well, he's on his side.
No. Why are you here? He can't say.
Well, and this thing of Lavoie Linicum, or whatever the fuck his name is,
right,
saying that we're going to have this meet-in on Friday.
Blah.
It was, you know, it's kind of vague because they said, well, we're going to tell you when we're going to leave. But they've already said, we're only going to leave when the feds turn over the property. Like Obama is going to sign the deed to the Malflor Bird Sanctuary to over to Ammon Assfuck Bundy and say, oh, gee, sorry. Here you go. It's yours. You're right.
Is it going to be like the Treaty of Versailles? Are they going to have a big to-do?
Table set up in the middle of there, and they're going to have neutral ground.
Oh, yes. Obama. Will Obama show up?
Oh, he has to, right?
Sure.
It's so ridiculous.
Has Obama reached out to these guys, called them or anything? Probably not, right?
No. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't think Obama would give them the time of day.
I would. If I was Obama, I'd give him a call and say, hey, Ammon, if you watch the news, you see what I'm doing over in Syria with these fucking drones? You have no idea, motherfucker. I'm going to light you up. But I hope he does it because of the birds.
Here's a little bit more. Oh, brother.
There has been a complete exhaustion of prudent methods, including through the courts, including through elected representatives. And we continue to keep saying that, oh, if we get this person into this position or these people in this position, or if we get the courts to do this, the court.
Right. The rest of the United States has decided we need and we like public lands. We don't want the Koch cunts to take over all the land. We don't want Monsanto to take over all the land. We don't want to have to pay for our own water.
Right.
We don't have to.
We need public land, right?
Yeah. We want the land that's left. We want land that's left in its pristine state, national parks. There's assholes that want to sell off The Grand Canyon.
That's not.
Sell the Grand Canyon.
What are you going to put in, a giant water slide?
Well, it'll be Grand Canyon brought to you by T-Mobile or something like
that. You know what the best thing about Chicago is? That fucking lakefront. It's all park. It's all city
public
park.
Land.
Public fucking land.
They would take that over. It's evil.
Dude, imagine how shitty it would be if they were all like condos. Rich 1%ers.
They might be okay with that because it's local. Like, it's not federal land.
Oh, God, they're simpletons.
Their anger is that it's the feds. It's the Negro in the White House telling us what we can do with our land.
Have these guys ever had a picnic at a public park or gone to a playground at a public park or done anything on any fucking public land and enjoyed it? Well, if you had your way, you wouldn't be able to do that, you stupid idiots.
Right. There'd be strip mined all over the place and oil derricks everywhere.
We don't want a world like that. And I don't think these guys want a world like that. They're just fucking stupid.
Do that. And so on and so forth. So if we get them to do that, things are going to get better. And they don't. They've got very clearly worse. And just as our founders taught, this is the right way to do it. This is the way in which our founders did it. This is the way in which the black community got their rights.
Can you imagine? I agree with the Black Lives Matter movement. I agree that there's a systemic racism and is prevalent in all of our systems, especially in the police. I support the peaceful protests involved. However, if a bunch of them grabbed guns and took over a federal building somewhere, I would not support that.
Everyone would lose their fucking mind.
Oh, and there would be firebombed within 8 minutes. Even if it's out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Even if it's, can you imagine if these were, Muslims?
No, fuck off.
Who are protesting the anti-Muslim rhetoric of the government, and they said, we're going to take over and tilt it. Can you imagine?
Well, these militia guys would go down there and kill them.
But right.
I mean,
right.
These fucking idiots.
These sovereign citizens would, they wouldn't be down with that one.
Oh, okay. It's just, you know what it is? It just, guys, you're so fucking stupid. You just don't know any better. This Ammon guy is so fucking dumb. They're just dumb. They need help.
He encourages people to go back in history to determine how things are really done. You know, we have
like in what, the TARDIS.
Well, and we had slavery.
Oh yeah,
too. And you used to be able to backhand your woman.
Is this Ammon?
That's the good old days.
Who is this Ammon?
That's asshole. Yeah.
Hey Ammon, what? Tell me more about the Black Civil Rights Movement.
You know, he said that.
What do you know?
You know, he whipped out the fact that the reason he's there is because God spoke to him.
Oh, fucking A. Did
so
he really?
Now he's hearing voices, and a whole county is going ass over tea kettle because, I don't know what that means, by the way.
Ammon.
But because of...
it's a horrible accident.
Because of his borderline schizophrenia that he's hearing voices in his head telling him to drive to Oregon and take over a bird sanctuary.
Adam, go get some cock. If I was God, that's what I'd be saying just for fun.
And more bags of dicks.
Yes. God is sending you a bag of dicks. Think about that. He loves all of his children he loves, except you idiots. You're stupid. So fucking with the birds.
Profoundly moronic.
God, it's so fucking dumb. And when they're talking about... they aren't saying what they still aren't saying what they want. All they're saying is they're being oppressed and things have to get better.
Right.
That's what they want. They want to make things better for everybody.
Well,
what does that mean, stupid?
Well, yeah. But now they're saying they want that land turned over, which is just, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going
to
happen.
Why don't we do it? Why don't these give it to them? And then what are they going to do with it? How are you going to take care of it? What are you going to do with it? You're all so fucking dumb. They're nothing but angry. They don't have any ideas.
Breaking news here in the last couple of minutes.
Nobody died, right? No musician died.
We talked a little bit earlier, a few minutes ago, about how Kim Davis,
right,
will be attending the State of the Union address.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to tell me Kip Winger was trending on Twitter.
And it turns out that we have identified the representative, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, a Republican. This is a guy who, look him up on the Planned Parenthood videos when they were having the testimony of Cecile Richards. He was one of the shitbaggiest shitbags.
You're a shitbag.
That treated her as if she was a something. Well, he thinks she's a baby killer, so it treated her like a baby killer.
Oh yeah.
And also, he was on the Benghazi committee, who also just ridiculous, lines of questioning.
This guy's a
nothing. He's one of the assholes who does nothing but say stuff so that he can tape it for his YouTube channel.
He's a zero
and show his morons.
He's not a hero. He's a zero. As Laurie Watserface would say from the Home Shopping Network on Shark Tank, this is a zero, not a hero.
Right.
Whatever.
Laurie Grenier.
Grenier.
When asked about Davis attending the event, however, Representative Jim Jordan initially said, I didn't invite anyone.
Yeah.
They said, you've been identified as the one. Later, though, his office confirmed that they had provided a ticket to the Family Research Council.
Okay.
Requested, and one of their tickets is going to Kim Davis.
What is she going to do at this? What is the point of having her at the State of the Union? Is she going to talk to Obama? Is she?
No, she's there as a physical presence,
yeah,
so that Barack Hussein will know that his evil policies haven't helped everyone. They've taken freedom away from those who hate gay people and hate brown people and hate women. How dare you not let us discriminate?
Hey, Kim Davis, I'm going to sound like a big fucking snob here, but let me do you a favor. Buy your outfit for this thing when you get to D.C.
I really can't wait to see what
she wears.
What kind of burlap she slaps
get
on it, that.
Get somebody, get a stylist to help you.
I think she's one of those ultra conservative crazy Christians now who wears tents and you know has to make herself as unappealing as possible that guys don't get a boner.
She needs to find somebody who's going to help her look dope.
In the last moment here,
go
to our Facebook page for some good news. There's a link to a story that I think it's Nigeria has implemented a system in their educational system. They had a little rapey problem going on, and they've instituted teaching the boys in middle school how not to rape.
Oh my
God. Basically, like how not, how, you know, what the more, like, they're teaching kids not to be, that it ain't cool. Like, what no means no and shit like that.
Right.
Which is good because apparently the parents ain't doing that.
Yeah.
The parents are saying, you whore, why are you wearing that skirt? You deserved it.
Jeez.
And,
well, good for Nigeria.
And now Nigeria, starting next year, it's going to be in every school. Every school kid. Instead of shaming the victim, blaming the girl for looking all sexy and showing her ankles, now they're saying, you know, well, maybe we should target the boys and teach them how to respect and maybe not to rape.
Yeah.
Because they said they interviewed boys there, and the boys were like, well, I think if you buy them a really good dinner, then you should have the, you should, you know, but that's the culture. That's here too.
They sound like us.
They sound American, right?
Maybe we need the rape class.
We do. Hence the point.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're more civilized than us. Can you imagine right heads exploding at that?
Yes.
Somebody in Africa is more advanced. Yes. Holy shit, we got to go.
Oh,
we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget, crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where. RatedRComedy.com or RatedRComedy on the Twitter.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.